was that he was talking about how when we're learning Torah, we have to understand, we have to drill it home in ourselves that Torah is not just another thing that we do. It's not just something that we do because we like it or because we're good at it. But rather, Torah is mamzer life. And without Torah, we have no life. And it's hard to, for us to maybe understand that. But that's mamish, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, without connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is our life worth? And he quoted the Midrash. The Midrash said this based on many psukim. And he said that, of course, we don't want it to be a chore. We don't want learning Torah to be boring and to be annoying, et cetera, et cetera. And the desire for Torah will come, and it should come, Ezrat Hashem. But that being said, one has to be with the attitude of learning because it's, we have to learn. I must learn. It's my life. And he said the nafka mina is, what happens when you lose your cheshek? Right? What happens if you're a guy, you learn because you love learning, and then one day you lose your cheshek? It's not even like a far-off story. This happens. We know it happens, right? A person can sit and learn, and he enjoys what he's doing, and then one morning he wakes up and he says, I'm not down. And he just doesn't feel it. And if your whole reason for learning this whole time has been because you love it and you enjoy it, so then you're not gonna learn that day. And sometimes, but guys won't learn for several weeks because of that. But if your learning is because you know that this is your life, and without this, you have no life, then it's absolutely imperative for you to be learning every day. So then it doesn't make a difference if you have a cheshek or not. You're gonna come and you're gonna sit and you're gonna learn. It'll be hard, you're gonna have to force yourself, but you'll do it because it's life. It's important. And I just want to point out what Hananya Yontiv Lipa said, which is he's not coming here and telling us that he needs to go to Kollel. That's not what he's saying right now. What he's saying is that a person needs to have that connection to Torah. If it's only an hour a day, if it's only 10 minutes a day, it could be even, then that's what it is. But he needs to have that, and that has to be a something that he views as important as eating that day, something as important as breathing. Without that, his life, it doesn't go on. And that's the attitude he needs to have. Again, he's not saying how much. He's not talking about quantity here. He's talking about quality. He's talking about how important is it to me that I am learning Torah every day. That's what he's talking about. I think obviously it's an obvious point that the more you desire life, the more you're going to want to learn. But life's not necessarily so practical. Not, you know, practical. That is not necessarily the most practical thing. And you have to be aware and be practical in your life. You can't just whatever. So that's something else. But the point is that it has to be that you view it as life, this momish life, life or death. Okay. Fine. Ulam, acheshek bo ima limud. However, that being said, that if you're learning just because you want to, so then that's not going to be enough. You need to learn because you need it. That being said, acheshek bo ima limud. The desire to learn will come with learning. It will come, Ezra Hashem. He's quoting the pasuk. The pasuk says he's actually quoting Rashi's. No, oh yeah, pasuk. It says in Parshas Yitzro, "Ve'ata, and now, yimshamoa tishmu bekoli, if you will listen to my voice, ushmartam es briti, and you will guard my covenant, va'itam li skula mikol amim, you will be for me a skula from among all of the nations, ki li kol haaretz, because I am the owner of all the land." What's a skula? Skula means you are going to be my special people. Rashi says, "Imata tikablu alechem, if you accept it on yourselves today, yarev lechem mikanu laba, then it will become a sweet for you from here and onward. Shekol atchol kashot, all of the beginnings are hard." And this is a very, very important line that we need to remember. Kol atchalot kashot, all of the beginnings are hard. Whenever we're starting something, so then it's going to be very difficult in the beginning. Now, some of you guys might be thinking in your head, starting, we're at the end of Shana Bet. Yes, you are at the end of Shana Bet, but in terms of like a life of learning, okay, that's starting. So it's still hard, and that's okay. The truth is, learning will never not be hard. Learning, if it's going to be quality learning, it's going to be hard, because that's, if it's not hard, that means you're not working out. right? It's like a person who goes to the gym. Mel, confirm this for me, okay? You go to the gym. You're already tanked, right? This guy's already a tank, right? But Mel, if you go to the gym and you don't work hard, what's that worth? You today, what's that worth? He could be lifting 100 kilo. If you go to the gym and you bench 100 kilo, how much is that worth for you? It's not gonna be worth much. Maybe a little bit, you know, like something. You know, I'm not gonna say nothing, but it's, yeah, you do it for reps, whatever. But it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna help him improve his game, because he's beyond that, right? Wherever you're holding and learning, if you're not pushing and making it hard, if it's not hard for you, it's the same thing as going to the gym. You're not gonna be gaining any gains. The gains come with the pain. This is classic. We said this in the sugya that we had, right? Lefum tzara adra. According to the pain is the gain. If you're not pushing the learning, if you're not stretching your brain as hard as it's gonna go, it's still not gonna be the same quality as it could when you're pushing it. So it's always gonna be hard. It's not that it's always gonna be difficult. But the point is that in the beginning, it's hard where it's like, I don't get anything. It's like everything is very stalled. Everything is like, I'm turning my tires in the mud. I don't feel like I'm gaining anywhere. We are gaining. You are, trust me, you're gaining. But it sometimes feels that way. It gets frustrating. So he's saying the cheshek will come. The cheshek will come. The beginning is hard. The beginning is hard. We are still on our beginning of our journey. Okay. Even though we're at the end of Shana Bet, that's still the beginning of our journey. And it's much harder in the beginning. But Bezrat Hashem, Rashi says that when you're Mekabel Torah, it's hard in the beginning, but it'll become sweet as you go along. HaKabbalah Me'ata. When it says in Rashi that if you accept it from now, all right, so what is that? The Kabbalah Me'ata, receiving the Torah now. What does that mean? He Kabbalah HaEchreach LeLimud Torah. What that is the acceptance of Torah as a necessity. That's what I'm learning when I don't want to, when it's hard, when I'm not interested. And it's something that it doesn't speak to me. But I accept it. I say, I'm makabel that I need to do this. I accept upon myself that I need to learn Torah. Ki Torah ain't chas v'shalom mitzvah, like he said last time. It's not a profession. Torah is not a profession, chas v'chalila. Koveitz dinim or makor parnasa. It's like a collection of laws or a source of parnasa. That's not what Torah is. Ela olam ruchani. Rather, it's my spiritual world. V'chayim hayno liot ezrach b'olam ruchani zeh. And what does it mean to be alive? What does it truly mean for a Jew to have life? It means to be a citizen of the spiritual world. There's a spiritual world out there, and we need to be citizens of that spiritual world. And the way to do that is, again, it's through the Torah, because the Torah is mamish, the spiritual world. And Rashi said, all the beginnings are difficult. Listen to this, guys. The entering into the world of Torah is going from the world of Gashmias into the world of Ruchnias. That's what it means to go into the world of Torah. It's not limited to just the time when you're learning. It encompasses the entire person. His entire life is encompassed by this. Ha'olam and Gashmi. I'll just give you, I'll get, you know, maybe we'll, let's see. The Maharal explains, he's not quoting the Maharal, but I have a footnote here about the Maharal. The Maharal says in Pirkei Avos, right, it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Im lo Yosef, Osif, which Pashup Shat means, if a person doesn't increase his learning, so he should be a sieve. He should be gathered from the world, meaning like when Yaakov is gathered unto the nations, gathered unto his forefathers. You know, it means removed from the world. So the Maharal explains that. He says, "Ki rak limud zeh chayim." Only this learning is chayim. A melis b'torah is his kabrus haseichel al aguf. A melis b'torah means that you are. Your brain is, your seichel is conquering your body. That's how you get into the spiritual world. when we're walking around, in our daily lives. Like we've spoken about this many times. We're walking around our daily lives. Everything that we do is physical. It's a physical existence. We have to eat. We have to go to the bathroom. Everything is physical. How does one break out of that? How does one conquer his physical needs and make his spirituality, his ruchnius, his seichel, the dominant factor in his life? How does he do that? How can you break free of it? Amelis Batorah. So the Maharal, Amelis Batorah is the way to leave this physical world and get into the spiritual world. Amelis Batorah. What is Amelis Batorah? It's exactly this point, right? When do we sit down and we learn in the morning? Okay, so, okay, I'm not talking about Shanaal. You guys right now. We sit down and we learn. We start learning. Everything's going smoothly. We start reading. We understand. We're basically getting it, right? Things are going all right. Okay, maybe a word we don't know. We look it up. Fine, right? When do we get that? When do we take that coffee break? When does that happen? When we understand? When do we take the coffee break? JP, when do you take the coffee break? When do you take the hot chocolate break, JP? When you get stuck. It's when you get stuck and you're like frustrated and you don't get it. Then you're like, oh boy, I need a coffee. Well, all of a sudden you need a coffee? What happened 2 minutes ago when you were getting it? No, that was when everything was smoothing. I was still running smoothly through the text. I'm still gashmius. What? I was still going smoothly, so I wasn't yet encountered. I had not yet encountered a conflict between what I was learning and my goof and my body. But the moment things are tough, that's when my gashmius is like, wait a second, this is uncomfortable now. Sirens, this is uncomfortable. I'm not happy here. Let's get hot chocolate. Let's get that dopamine hit. That's what your body's telling you. Amelis Batorah means that I don't give up. I work hard. I didn't get it. I read it again. I think I got the translation, but it's not fitting. I look it up in the dictionary again. I read it again. I work hard. I start sweating. I am denying my physical body. I'm denying my comfortability in order to achieve in Torah. That's what I'm doing. That's called a melis. That's what a melis is. A lot of times we don't even know what a melis is. That's what a melis is. A melis is learning when it's tough, when the tough is hard. It's hard for me to learn right now. And I am working hard. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again. I didn't get it. I'm going to try again. I didn't get it again. I'm going to try again. And that's working hard. That's working hard, and that breaks your gashmias because you're taking your ruchnias and you're taking your seichel, your intellect, and you're dominating your gashmias. You're forcing your gashmias to comply with your ruchnias. That's what the Maharal explains. That's what Amelis Batorah is. That's what he's saying here. He's saying Amelis. He didn't say Amelis Batorah. He's talking about Stam. Torah learning is the entranceway. It's getting from this physical world into the Olam Ruchani. That's what it is. All right, I think we'll stop there. Shkai, everyone.